Okay, you have to keep track of your own statuses and the statuses that you also put on people, right?
Mm-hmm. That's fine with me.
Do you have any statuses? You just deal some damage.
No, I have statuses.
Okay, good. You gotta remind me whenever.
I'm a controller. Apparently. No, leader. No, I'm a controller now.
What?
Are you?
Yeah.
It changed?
100% controller.
Why?
I only do maybe 4 or 5 points of damage the whole encounter.
Encounter?
But everyone feels disheartened. I always make people feel disheartened.
Oh, wow, it didn't hurt, but I'm really discouraged.
You got hit by that. Mm. I use Nerf.
Target 2 is discouraged.
Nerf bullets now.
Everyone's on fire.
Yeah.
Ah, come back.
But the fire doesn't do any damage.
Okay, so, the guy you were talking to, the guy who bet on you, we won't tell you, the elf dude, let's just call him elf dude,
okay.
He, you know, he's starting up, and it looks like they're stepping backwards. Wait, sorry, are you recording already?
No, it's recording.
Okay. He steps backwards, and he makes it pretty clear that you'll be fighting what they're summoning. He starts just playing music. And creatures just like rise out of the ground. But not quite. They're ethereal. But they look really solid. You see it when one takes it's a soldier. Takes a defensive stance and you see the dust kick. And very clearly, these things are solid. And he motions to them and he just says, "Let's bring it on your terms. Let's see if you can keep up with us."
Okay.
Oh man. Let's do this. So, show me where the party is.
Where can we be?
That's a good point. The crowd is coming in and they wanna watch this. You see numbers flying over your heads already. People are bidding. That's it. And you're just kind of bottlenecked into a corridor. A small corridor like this.
What? I thought we were on the street.
Yeah. It's a small corridor, though.
Oh, so like houses on each side or something?
No, it's just groups of people. Just people are just like,
they're like watching this?
It's like a fighting stage.
It's like a cage match.
Are we on this side or this side?
You are on this side.
Okay. Well, I'm always in the back. Aros is always in the back.
Are we within this?
I'm gonna say, yeah, within this area here.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yo, what?
People have gathered around, because it, you know, they
what's
saw...
What's that?
Mm-hmm.
Kuro, ever.
Stranger. Is this a setup? Let's go over again who's who. This is Ever.
Uh-huh.
This is Kuro. This is who? Eros.
I can't see.
This is Q. This is Eros. This is Q.
Uh-huh.
This is a stranger. In that case, a stranger. It's already been dancing and stepping forward. Okay.
I'm always behind Q because I'm on the disc.
It comes out of the ground.
Can Ever have made part of his totem into a fruit?
Say it again? Carve the totem into a fruit?
Into a flute.
Flute.
Like,
yes.
Can it be
yes.
the same thing?
Yeah. It's the flute
it's
is a
the, yes, that's the
or like it's like a
it's the,
kind of a tuning thing. It's just a decorative thing. It's fine.
Okay.
Make sure.
At the first possible opportunity, Ever whips out his flute and summons his armor. Whenever that might be.
I mean, they give you time to prepare.
Okay. Yep.
That's right.
Then it's... I didn't know if we had a moment.
Yeah, no. These guys are... This is a match. These guys are like...
Yeah. Set up.
You guys are challenging you. Yeah, what you see so far is this. And what you see here are two soldiers who are... They're like kind of greenish armor, ethereal sorts. And this one back here is a actually they're huge. They're large.
Can you make them different numbers?
Yeah.
Are those? Is that a seven?
Yeah, it's a seven.
You want to make like a 1, 2, 3?
I'll make this one. I'll make this a. No, actually, I'll make this an 8.
Are they large? Is that why they're?
They're large. Yeah.
Huge squares.
Yeah, 7, and this will be 5.
Alright,
this only takes 7 minutes.
Ever's gonna join in with their song. And call up a very large. I found a cool picture, guys.
Holy shit.
Oh, nice.
That's what it looks like.
Is that a Shambly Mound, or is it just
Earth Elemental? It's just an Earth Elemental.
Okay, it's not a Shambly Mound.
It just looks like
it's
that.
Not that big, though.
It's not that big, but it's large.
It's a 10 by 10.
Yeah. It's large.
It's a 10 by 10?
Just like these two.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
And the band is standing back.
It's probably not as big as that, but.
I mean, if that's a gnome or halfling. I can't see anything. But you can imagine it being like that. Alright. Who's up first?
Eros. Let me hold on. Eros got to go to his workflowy sheet. Okay, so Eros is gonna attack. He's not gonna move because why would he? He has combat advantage against all of them.
Yes, yeah,
because they haven't acted yet. All right, and he's gonna try to hit. What does he see? What do they look like again?
They look like giant soldiers.
They
look like giant soldiers, but it's two-handed halberds.
Okay,
giant soldiers, two-handed halberds.
And
they're like ready, but they're in like plate mail armor kind of.
And is this guy real small?
That one's normal, the same size as you guys. That one's that one looks more like.
Eros wants to think about why he's kind of in the back like that.
This one looks like he's got open palms, but they don't have faces. They just look like kind of like apparitions.
So these two are holding large weapons, and he's not.
Yeah. Eros is going to shoot this guy.
All right.
Number 5?
Yeah.
All right, so... okay. So he's going to shoot him. He's going to try to hit him with Sly Flourish. Boom.
Boom.
He can shoot through friends, right?
Yeah.
All right, so he's going to shoot through... he's going to shoot actually Q in the back of the head.
Okay.
That's fine.
So he's gonna make his attack roll against this guy.
Yep.
And it's gonna be 33 versus AC.
Hit.
Alright, and then he's gonna roll damage. That's gonna be 20 damage, plus his sneak attack. Where's my sneak attack? Right. So it's gonna be 39 damage.
39 damage?
Yeah. No, sorry. It's going to be 39 plus 3 damage, because it's cold. Okay, so it's going to be 42 damage. And the target is rattled, unless he is immune to fear, and he's also vulnerable to cold now.
Should I get rattled status tokens?
Yes.
This one's rattled?
Oh my god, yes.
What is rattled again?
Rattled, minus 2 to attacks.
Okay. And what was the other one?
He's vulnerable to cold now.
Oh my god, this is it. This is it.
Alright.
Two of my at-wills are cold.
Yeah, buddy.
Actually, level 14. You get one at level 10, and then you have one at level 14.
Yeah, he's vulnerable 5.
Vulnerable 5 to cold?
Yeah. It doesn't, it resolves, I think, after the attack, so he doesn't take the 5 extra damage.
Got it.
Until next time.
So I don't know, is one of these going to be rattled?
Who's rattled?
Yeah, that guy's rattled. So that was, just to recap, 42 damage, right?
And this is vulnerable to cold, I guess.
42 damage, he's okay. Rattled, and vulnerable 5 cold. I've got it written down.
Cool.
And rattled is minus 2 to attack.
That's right.
All
right.
Just remember to call it. Good calling in general.
Okay. It is now... Eros is going to move 0. All right, and he's going to attempt to become hidden from the enemies.
He's got some cover from, in general, from his allies, but...
Yeah, does that count?
I mean, he could try and press against the crowd behind him, actually.
Sure.
Yeah.
He'll do that.
It's a little bit confusing.
So he's going to try to...
And the band is back here, so they're not calling it. They're just playing music to make these things
okay.
Alive.
Right, okay. That's true. So he's going to roll to become hidden.
All right, go ahead.
He's going to roll a 1.
Oh my god.
Alright.
Oh my god.
He's gonna roll 1, so he's gonna roll again, I guess.
Yep, he's gonna roll again.
He's gonna roll 1.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my god. Alright, he's gonna roll again.
Wait,
yeah, that's a crit fail.
That's a supreme fail.
Yeah,
but there's no written rule about supreme fail.
There's an anti Ross, yeah. So it has to be worse than a crit fail.
I never made a rule about
it. Like, he's
don't
never
worry, don't worry, don't worry. I guess you'll just have to find out.
Oh, fuck. You have neon lights strapped to you now.
Alright.
From the other ground.
You think you're hidden.
Okay.
You're pretty sure about it. You're pretty sure. You're pretty sure you're hidden.
Oh, yeah. Hidden.
Stranger doesn't know where you are.
Alright, that's the end of Eros' turn. It's the Stranger's turn now.
Stranger moves up. Tries to hit this guy with he was here?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, yeah. 4. Hits him with Fallen Needle.
Nice.
Tries to hit him with Fallen Needle. At least. Ooh. That's only 25 versus Reflex. 25 versus Reflex will miss. The Stranger shifts back 1 square. It's a minor action. They are very fast! Watch out! Okay. It's the Stranger's turn.
It is Ever's turn at 18 initiative, and it's also Key's turn at 18 initiative.
Who has a higher initiative bonus?
Mine's 11.
Also 11. Dexterity?
12.
11.
Okay, so
whoever
goes first.
Alright, I am going to... Let's see, I'm just going to do this for now. So we kind of know what's going on. Where is Eros?
Right there.
Alright, we'll move back there.
Mm-hmm.
Use Spirit Infusion. +2 power attack. Power bonus to a basic attack now.
Basic attack.
Make a basic attack. And get a +2 to attack.
Okay.
And +2 to damage.
1 second. Okay. Basic attack is gonna be... Let me just check, because I...
Yeah, it's weird to make a basic attack. But...
Versus anyone?
Versus anyone, yeah.
Okay.
Since you can derange your basic attack.
It's a controller again.
Yeah, so he's gonna hit... I'm gonna hit...
Him.
Number 5.
Yeah.
Well,
is
red. Okay, so he's gonna roll 20. He's gonna fail with a 1.
Seriously?
It's another 1.
It's a 1.
Roll a die.
Hold on. Now he's gonna Ross it. Hold on.
3.
19. So that's a crit.
Okay.
How much damage is that?
That's a full.
Holy shit.
That's a full. 20 damage.
20 damage?
20 damage.
With the plus 2?
To damage? 22.
Oh, it's a power bonus, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Is that with sneak attack?
There's no sneak attack on this. It's already used.
Don't you get once per turn?
Once per round.
Pretty sure it's once per round.
Pretty sure it's once per
round. It's not his turn, though.
And that doesn't matter. It's changing essentials.
What?
I'm 90% sure it's changing essentials to be once per turn.
For the same class?
Holy shit, it's once per turn.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So then.
That's just the dumbest thing.
What do you add
That's
again?
So much damage.
What's your sneak attack bonus?
3d8s.
Holy shit.
So hold on, wait.
Oh my
Let me
god,
just...
okay.
Well, this is ridiculous now.
Yeah, essentials change sneak attack from once per round to once per turn.
Wow.
What?
That's yeah.
We went over this last time, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, it says it on my sheet, once per turn.
Yeah.
Okay, so 3d8s, here we go.
Awesome.
That's another 11 damage, so it's like 33 damage.
What the hell just happened?
What else? Okay, so the Arcanist, the this one back here, the open palm guy is bloodied. And, wait, I think I'm missing some damage, actually. So you did 20. What was the sneak attack damage last time?
No. Wait a second. This is a cold attack.
So another vulnerable 5.
Oh, no.
Plus 3 damage, because plus 3 from the enchantment. So it's plus 8 on top of the 33.
Okay.
It's
well, 41 damage.
What was the first attack you did? He dealt 20 damage as well.
Actually.
And then sneak attack, I don't remember.
20 damage plus the 2. No.
20 damage from the first attack. From the first.
From the first attack?
From when you
attack. 42 damage.
42 damage?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Alright, yeah, this guy's better.
Wait, and then 5 cold. Equals. 41 damage.
Yeah.
So that was 42 and then 41. He's averaging about 41.
83 damage.
Yo,
83 damage.
Check it.
Yep.
Check
it.
That guy got wrecked.
In 3 turns. He took 83 damage.
It's not even one round yet.
No.
He's getting rectified.
Alright. Who's up? That was my turn.
Oh, that'd be me. No more actions? Okay, he's gonna move 1, 2, 3, 4.
Actually, no, it's fine.
You have a minor action.
I have a minor action, so I'm going to call back up. It's fine. It's not a big deal. I'm just going to call him back up right here. Just
it can't go here, though, because this is blocked off. This is blocked off.
Oh, it's blocked off. Oh, you're right.
They're all large.
All right, I'll just put it right there.
Is that medium, though? Because if it's medium, you can go right here.
Is it medium or is it large?
You could change the size with a minor action.
For now, I'm going to keep it large and put it right here.
Okay, is that big?
They're facing off, yeah. It's two giant things.
Then I will...
Q's turn, yeah.
I will move here. I will use... Wait, you said... Okay, vulnerable.
You moved in here? Like, how'd you move?
I moved straight.
Okay.
Right there. What's up?
So when you...
Mm-hmm.
When you move within about... When you move here, right?
Uh-huh.
That's 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
You move here, both of them attack you.
Okay.
With halberds.
Is that an opportunity attack?
Yes.
Okay.
Alright, hold on. That's not going to hit your AC. That's 1. That's definitely going to hit your AC.
What is it?
38.
Okay, yeah, hit.
This is AC. Take 18 damage.
Okay. 18 damage. Okay. And 95. Which one hit me?
The second one.
I want to frost backlash.
Number 7. Alright.
Okay.
You don't have combat advantage against that one.
I do not.
How much damage did you take?
I took
18.
You get 20 cold damage.
1 plus 1 damage?
Holy shit. Oh, wait, no, hold on.
1 plus 1
damage.
Equal bonus. Okay, so get an extra plus 2 damage.
Okay, 21 versus reflex.
And then on a critical, if you roll a critical hit, you deal these. Again, if it's not, this is bloodied. This is not. Oh, no, you deal this much damage against a bloodied creature on a critical hit.
But is it?
On a critical hit, you're supposed to add the damage on a crit for this. Match block is usually.
Marlon, it's going to be 21 versus reflex.
Oh, I see.
21 versus reflex, that's going to miss.
Okay. I'm going to use a minor action to mark both of them. With the greater, double Aegis.
Are you still moving in?
No.
Did you stop there?
I can stop there.
Okay.
I'm going to stop there.
So once you move in like that, you stop there?
Yes.
Okay. They're both marked?
They are both marked. Same time. I'm going to I'm going to make a melee basic against this creature.
Melee basic against him?
Yes. I can do that because of Farslaying, because of the Farslaying protest.
Okay.
That's going to be 32 versus AC.
It's going to hit.
Okay. Melee basic is going to be 1d8 plus 11. That's going to be 13 damage.
13 damage versus which?
Versus this one.
8.
Right. That's it.
Okay, who's next?
It's Kuro's turn. Surprised?
No, Kuro's surprised. He had a roll of 1.
Okay, but he's gonna be skipped.
What?
Yes, again.
Alright. In that case it's these guys' turn.
Okay.
This guy acts first, he's rattled. But he slips in between these two. And targets Q.
Okay.
I'm sorry, which one does?
This one.
Okay, he's taking a minus two, two attack rolls.
Right. Stay there. This guy steps forward again. Boom. Or he stepped forward the first time. Boom.
Okay.
Yeah, he steps forward again, actually.
Boom. Okay.
And tries to attack Q.
Does he trigger an opportunity attack from the stranger?
No, because he moves like this.
Okay.
Like there to there.
He was out of range before.
Okay.
See, that's 30 versus AC.
That hits. It meets. Yeah.
All right.
Against him, you?
Me.
Mm.
Take 14 damage.
Okay.
But I believe he's granted combat advantage. Because it's next to
the spirit.
Large spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The other one tries to attack you as well.
Can the other one reach me? Yeah, he can.
Yes. That's a crit.
Okay.
Take 18 damage.
I'm going to use Channeling Shield.
Alright. Was that 8 or 7 still?
That was
8 this time.
8 this time.
So, 8 critical?
Yeah.
I'm using Channeling... Oh... No, I do not. I do not use Channeling Shield. Okay. That's resolved.
Is that everyone's, all monsters' turns?
Quite, let's see what happens.
Oh.
4 things are summoned right here. I'm gonna change the numbers.
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
Each of them charges.
More.
Can I put this as 3 and 4? Or are they the same? It's harder for me to keep track.
I mean, they're not the same. But, okay, here, why don't you put it as 5 and 6 for now?
Okay.
So it charges. The very hidden Eros, who is granting combat advantage.
Are they all charging at the same time?
Yeah.
Can they do that?
Well, I'm just going to resolve attacks as... Because they summon simultaneously and charge.
Okay.
I'm going to resolve them 5, 6, 2, 1. It's going to go like that. Alright, attacking Eros. That's likely going to hit, because it's 35 versus AC.
That hits.
Hit 14 damage.
That was 5?
Yeah, that's 5. Take another 14 damage. That was a crit.
I'm sorry.
These two are attacking Kuro.
Which one attacks?
Number one. What's Kuro's AC?
It's 24.
Hit. Take 7 cold damage. And 7 and 3 ongoing cold and necrotic damage. That's also going to hit. Another 7 and another ongoing 3 and a cold and necrotic. Ongoing. So you have 6 ongoing total and you took 14 cold damage.
Armor of Wrath. Push, shoot this guy. So this guy takes 4 radiant damage.
Is it automatic hit?
Yeah.
Alright.
Gets pushed.
Takes radiant damage, right?
Radiant damage, yeah.
You have to keep renewing your vulnerability, right?
This is 1, or is this 2?
I don't know.
That's 1.
Probably not.
1.
That'd be a P.
And this is 2?
Yeah.
This is not 2. This is
3. No, it's 2.
Oh, yeah.
Two. It's 1 in 40. Everything is 1 in 40.
But yeah, this is
go on to
two.
Next turn.
This one, this is 2.
You don't think about it too hard because it explodes.
Oh. Here.
Why is it? Oh, okay.
It's a diarrhea.
Okay. That's it for these guys. There's Eros.
So it's Eros' turn.
Eros.
Let me just make sure.
Okay.
Alright, so round two. Eros is now going to... Hold on. Okay, so he's just gonna like... walk away. Does he have... He doesn't have any line of sight on that guy, right?
No, this guy's got cover up for you. From you.
Where would Eros need to move?
There's actually nowhere you can move to hit that guy again. Without cover. Like, you'd have to be, like, over here.
Yeah, that's fine.
You provoked.
You would have to be... Actually, you would have to be here. No. For pure... Complete out of cover, you have to be like over here to actually hit this guy. Because this is a large creature. Maybe like
here. Yeah. Maybe like him.
Fuck. That sucks.
Try not to take too long in turns.
Right. Okay, so. Yeah, Eros is just going to hit Monster 5. He's going to shoot him. It's right. Line flourish.
Shoot in the face.
Yeah.
Is that provoke an opportunity
attack? Do you want to try taking two attacks? Get them both out of your way? 500?
500 what?
You could also shoot, shift for your attack.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
You're just going to slide flourish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have Armor of Dark Beasts?
No.
No.
So it would provoke an opportunity attack, or do you
have... No, it doesn't. Because I have the other one.
You have which
Shadow
one?
Shadow
Dance. Oh, yes, Shadow Dance. Okay. Sorry?
Shadow Dance, Leather Armor.
Oh, okay.
Alright. Oh, you know what? Wait, Eros can make two attacks, right?
Yes.
Alright, so he's going to do that, like you said.
Minor action.
Boom, minor action. First target, first one is going to be here. Alright, so...
Five.
Yeah. That's going to be... Sorry. 1d4 is 2. Okay, solid. He's probably gonna miss this. It's 2 pl- is 20. Does 20 damage.
20 versus...
No, 21 versus AC.
It's gonna miss.
Alright, second attack. Against this guy.
Okay.
Alright.
Remember the... I think there's a penalty to a second attack?
You sure? Also going to be 20... What am I doing? I rolled a d4.
Why'd you roll a d4?
I don't know. Okay, so 5 is going to be 24 versus AC.
It's going to miss.
Alright.
And bounce off the side.
Bad life.
Bad life.
That's Eros' turn.
Alright.
It is now...
Stranger.
The stranger. Yeah.
The stranger is trying to move. He moves this way. This guy takes an opportunity attack on the stranger. That's going to be 30. Mark, right?
Yep.
Okay. That's going to be 32 versus AC before any penalty, so it becomes 30.
Right.
So misses the stranger.
Okay.
It's going to move here. It takes a second opportunity attack.
Mm-hmm.
The stranger. Which is also 30. It's going to miss the stranger again.
Beat AC is hit, right?
Yes. Okay. And the stranger can basically go some boom. Here. And he tries to five stone. Oh, he tries to turn him out in this guy. And he pretty much misses. No! Wait, I need to see. I rolled a 2. That's... No, it misses. It misses. The stranger is very sad. But he's dancing to the music. Alright.
It is now Ever's turn.
Okay, Alright,
There's love over here. We're getting wet.
Okay. I'm gonna... use a daily to summon a second. Spirit, stick him here. Bam. It's also... Water. Massive.
Yes.
Nice.
Then... Got it. Okay, I'm gonna use. Which one? This one. I'm gonna use Hammer of the Griffin Tides. Close Burst 2. Actually, no, I wanna use the one that does this one. Okay. Directing my attack at him. So I will also
which one?
6.
Okay. Plus press 2?
No, this is not. This is on 1.
Okay.
I changed my mind using this one.
Alright, okay. Alright, just tell me what it does.
Okay, here.
Okay, roll.
So I'm rolling to hit, which is
plus 7.
Okay.
It's, they're granting combat advantage, though.
Uh-huh.
So it's 4 plus 17 plus 2, which is 23.
Uh-huh.
Versus, what, 42?
42.
Come on.
Nice.
Come on. Sorry, 23 versus 42?
Yeah.
Misses.
Okay. They're still in effect.
Okay.
All of you who are adjacent to either of my spirit companions gain plus 5 to your defenses for next turn.
Okay, so that would be... Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm including one of
that. We're all hard at it.
Yeah.
By a good bit. As long as you're next to... So, you're not. You are...
Not.
You
can
if
shift.
You shift
though,
here,
shift.
You are. If you shift here, you are.
Right.
And then Coral is. Ever's not, but Ever's over there, and he's scared. So, oh, yeah. Ever's going to move. Away from that guy. A little bit. And try to hide in a corner.
Just hide behind someone's leg.
Just gonna,
that's
just
what
gonna,
happens.
Like, curl up in a corner over there. Yeah. Okay.
Who's next?
It is now Q's turn.
Q.
I'm going to... His vulnerability is gone, right?
Yep.
His vulnerability is gone.
All of it?
Yeah.
It's not rattled anymore, right?
Or no longer rattled. Vulnerable.
Okay.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use not Frigid Blade, because I'm not going to move. I'm going to change my mark.
Okay.
I'm going to change my mark from this guy to this guy.
Okay.
Okay. Now
can you,
I'm going to use...
do that?
I can do that with a minor action. I just remark.
Really? I thought you'd have to be the closest. Am I thinking of something else?
Nope. Close burst. Ooh, he's out of close burst.
Close burst what?
Two.
He's outside of
range. I'm outside of range there. Okay, that's fine. I'm still going to use Frostwind Blade. I'm going to target him. And that's going to be 32 versus AC.
Targeting which one?
Number 7.
32 versus AC?
32 versus AC.
Okay,
I'm going to resolve damage. That's going to be 19 total cold damage.
Versus number 7.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, as the effect, this guy takes 5 cold damage.
Number five?
Number five takes 5 cold damage. Okay. And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. For turn?
Yep.
Kuro's turn.
Kuro will use Hand of Radiance. What?
Yes.
Where's he firing?
1, 2, 3.
Okay. He's staff expertise, so it doesn't provoke any opportunity attacks.
Hmm? He's staff expertise, right.
Right, so no opportunity attacks.
So 15 plus 18 versus reflex, 33 versus reflex on blue.
On this one. 33 versus reflex hits.
Okay.
Hand of Radiance.
6.
Oh, this one's not too good. It's only 21 versus reflex on 6.
On 6. 21?
Yeah.
Plus additional 2 because of combat advantage.
Oh, that's right.
So it's 23. Still misses.
Still misses. Okay. 31 versus reflex on 5.
On 5. That hits.
Yes.
Full damage.
9 radiant damage.
You're adding Sybil Shard of the Mage, right?
I always forget that.
That's another plus 1.
That's 10 radiant damage. Okay.
Okay. Is that Kuro's turn? Is he doing anything else?
Yeah, that's Kuro's turn.
Okay.
It is now the monster's turn.
Alright. You hear someone shout at them, "You guys started without me. Can't have that." Alright, start it from the top. You feel is shaking a little bit. You see these things heal. These three creatures heal. They also look a bit stronger. You're not really sure. Guy now in front of the band just like rocking around. It's a couple more drop down. We put a new 5 and a new 1 and a new 2. Very happy with Kuro, so this guy charges here. This guy backs up and charges. This guy also backs up and charges. Attacking Kuro. The singer, who's now joined, looks like he's more directing things. It looks like it's more a little more coherent.
Apple of Doom.
That's it, guys. It's over.
It's
not over yet.
Alright, here we go.
Alright, Kuro's got plus 5. Oops. AC.
What's Kuro? Right. Oh shit. What's Kuro's AC right now?
I gotcha.
24, so it's 29 AC.
29 AC. It's gonna miss. That's also gonna miss. That's also gonna miss.
Yes,
yeah,
nice.
Baby.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Nice.
Nice ever.
Just barely missing with a newly bolstered.
Good shit. Good save.
This one's gonna attack Eros. He's not receiving.
You're
screwed. Well, Eros is mainly
it.
Screwed.
Should always stay adjacent to the stairs. As much as
this
possible.
One misses, right?
I also have plus 2 to AC. Combat
it misses, and it tilts, looks right at you, and explodes.
Nice.
Oh, that's how.
Right.
Take 14 damage.
Oh, 14.
What are you at right now?
Not doing good, actually.
Can we split it?
46 HP.
46, okay.
The singer cocks his head during this, and this one, this one steps, no, this one stays within range there, tries to hit, Q.
They're also supposed to blink.
Trying to hit Q.
Okay.
30 versus AC.
Is this an opportunity attack?
No.
You're being bolstered, aren't you?
I am.
35.
35 AC.
Yeah, that's gonna miss.
He takes 6 damage because of what Lotus Repose.
6 damage?
Yes. 6 cold damage. Yeah.
Okay. The other one's going to also attack Q. That's likely going to hit. That's a
also has the plus 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
what made him miss.
That's a 38 to AC.
Nope, that's going to hit.
That's only 7 damage.
Okay.
Combat. Nobody notices ever.
Nope.
Nope. This one, the number 5 back there, is going to shift and cast on Q.
Okay.
Is it plus 5 to AC or plus 5 to all defenses?
All defenses.
Holy crap. It's 29 versus Will.
That is.
Okay. It's only 8 psychic damage.
Okay.
But the target can only make basic attacks or use at-will powers until the end of its turn.
No problem.
That means no interrupts, no opportunity attacks. Okay. And that's... those are those turns. It's Eros' turn.
So it's now round 3. It's Eros' turn.
Yeah.
Eros is going to use Ignoble Escape. As,
Will I be able to use the bathroom?
Yeah, go for it.
He's gonna shift his speed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay. So, he's gonna target... He's gonna target this guy, actually.
Okay.
Number 7?
Yeah.
Good call.
He's gonna go for... He's granting combat advantage?
Yes.
Because of this guy? Okay, so he's going to attack with Sly Flourish.
All right.
And this is the attack roll. That's going to be 35 versus AC.
That hits.
Okay. Let me just write that down. And he's going to roll for damage. It's going to be 25 for base damage plus sneak attack. Another 18 damage equals 43 damage. And the target is now rattled and vulnerable 5 to cold.
Oh, you set me up.
Good.
Yep, I got you. You said basics and at wills.
Mm-hmm.
Basics and at wills.
That is Eros' turn. It is now the Stranger's turn.
The Stranger hasn't been able to do anything. He's going to keep harassing this guy in the back.
Never mind.
Stranger shifts in. Uses lightning leap. Going 5, 8,
7.
That's gonna hit easily. Oh, that's gonna miss.
Misses 8.
Yeah, misses 8.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna hit number 6. Number 7.
5 and 7 are hit.
5 and 7 are hit.
Damage.
13 damage. 13 lightning damage.
Nice.
This one takes 8 and a half damage, so hold on, let me resolve that.
Damn. I'm pretty sure Eros does more damage with his arrows than his damage. His own damage.
13. And then this one takes 6. The stranger leaps. Stranger leaps over here. Where does he leap? This entire area is covered. He leaps over here. He does it again.
Crit. Nice.
And a 1. Half damage on the second one.
So 8. So 5 and 8.
Yeah. 5 is crit, which is another 16 damage.
Nice.
And 8 takes another... Oh, I have to roll for that. 5 damage. Okay, so 5 also takes another 2 damage because of learning weapon.
Okay.
Let me see if 5 reacts.
I like my 5 thing.
Okay, that's the stranger's turn. I think it's Ever's turn now.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's not Ever's turn.
No?
Ever's turn, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Alright.
We'll open with us later, because...
Yeah, please.
It's you. It's a fuck.
Okay, Ever.
Is it large though?
Yeah. To move there, this is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna use Spirit Infusion, giving Eros an attack.
How did Eros get How did Eros get all the way over there?
I used Ignoble Escape.
Do you
want to
move it here?
My speed. Well,
it's dismissed, and then I'm gonna bring it back
wherever.
Okay. He also still has combat advantage on this one because it's. Do you have Lasting Frost with the touch already?
Yeah, it's combat advantage.
All right, just making sure.
And then I wanna.
So am I making an attack?
Keep it. Yeah, go. I'll probably
against
bring it back
this one.
Where it was.
Okay, so he's
wherever,
gonna.
Yeah, whoever you want.
He's gonna make a melee. I mean, sorry. Obviously, he's gonna make a range basic attack.
Yep. With plus 2.
Plus 2 is 14 because of combat advantage.
Plus 2 because a spirit infusion.
He also has combat advantage against
him. So then
it's
plus 4.
Okay, so that's going to be 16 plus... That's 36 versus AC.
Yeah.
Okay. Now he's going to do his 1d6 plus 14 is going to be 17 damage, and that's all. He has to do his sneak attack now.
Okay.
Sorry, how much did I just say?
17.
17
damage.
Damage. But that's cold damage, so that's going to be another plus 3, that's 20. And that's vulnerable 5, that's 25.
Okay.
And now he's going to deal a sneak attack. It is going to be 28 damage.
Extra.
38 damage.
Total.
25 plus 13.
Yes. Oh, okay. So 25 plus 13.
Yeah.
So 38 damage. All right, so that soldier looks... bloody.
We gotta help Kuro out.
There's a burst.
No.
There's a burst. Oh, sorry. Not the metal. I think he was here.
Okay. No, I'm gonna call him back. Right. There.
Okay.
There's a burst here. Let me count from this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It hits everyone. And the music changes. Burst, these two both heal. 10. You hear a shout from like a, "Yeah, you guys are cheating!" Nah, that's funny though.
We'll cheat too.
And the crowd is cheering because it's like, this is a back and forth, and the numbers are like, you have numbers floating over your head, it's just going back and forth. Like the bets on Eros are slowly increasing from like, it went from 2 to it's now like 4,000.
Nice.
Everybody in the party takes 10 damage.
Shit.
Necrotic.
What the hell?
Oh, jeez.
Yo, Eros is not doing good, guys.
Eros
has 36 HP. What is that? What is Kuro going to be at?
Kuro's at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
10,
15, 4, he's at 55 HP.
So...
he's not bloodied yet.
Hold on. Did he make an attack, or is just that just what happens?
He didn't make an attack. He explodes. And you all take necrotic damage while these two heal.
Okay.
Apple of Doom.
That includes Ever, by the way. Ever actually gets hit.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Oh,
we're also going to reduce your damage by...
it's a close burst, by the way. So it's considered a close burst attack, but you take damage. Wait, sorry. Enemies in the burst take necrotic damage. Yeah, so you guys just
by 10 damage.
10 damage. Alright, decrease
by 10 damage. Eros
decreases.
Eros's damage is decreased by 10 damage.
So there's no.
So I take no damage?
Yeah.
That is the shit right there. Wow. Holy crap, that's good.
Oh, wait, I can't.
What? Oh, dude, you can't.
I can't.
Because it's not a basic attack.
Eros is sad again.
Welcome to Paragon, gentlemen.
And what?
Like, this is blocked his attacks. I've never seen that before.
That sucks.
Okay. All right.
He tried to block the attack, and it just went all the way.
Yeah.
He hit Eros in the back of the head.
You're like, I can do this! It is okay, Q. We all are members of performance, and sometimes we simply cannot perform.
Yeah.
Can I get Kuro's staff?
Yes. You like this version, guys?
It's a little... oh, I know this one.
Torky, yeah.
This is the acoustic version.
I'm a little worried about Oliver putting the paper over his thing, but I don't think he's been doing it that much. It's cool.
I'm good at it. I mean, I really
think it's probably fun.
The Staff of Ruin.
Yeah. The
Staff of Ruin.
Actually, can I use the Staff of Ruin? Just for
me. Use the Staff of Ruin.
I love how much you dislike Kuro and Ever, but they help you out so
all
much.
All the time, constantly.
Bryce, you got a Snapchat at Staff of Ruin plus 2, I think. What do you have, Staff of Ruin plus 3 now?
Is this accurate? No, it's only plus 1.
Oh man, you gotta upgrade that as soon as possible. Okay, so that's Eros's. No, that's Ever's turn.
It's Ever's turn.
Holy crap.
It's my turn now?
No, that was your turn.
Oh, that was my turn.
Do you want to move
all
or anything?
All that crap happened on your turn.
Well,
it wasn't
God,
their turn?
It did. Let him, let
no,
Ever move
that was
first.
A reaction.
Oh, why? A reaction? Oh, to him attacking this one?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
to it becoming bloody.
Oh, because it became
bloody. I almost forgot, yeah.
It's still bloody, though. Because you dealt so much fucking damage.
Yeah, baby.
Can I shift this one that way?
Yeah, as a move action.
Just by one.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I already took a move action off today.
Oh, did you?
I don't know. I probably can't move. Yeah, but I
can't. Oh,
no,
you
can't.
You can't.
Okay,
you
that's fine. He stays as is.
Is that your turn?
Yeah, it's my turn.
All right, it's Q's turn.
It's Q's turn.
So, Q's gonna do...
You're still downed by that awful...
Still a stupid, stupid thing. Q's gonna use... He has no other choice. Can't use minors, can't use moves, right? It's just the attacks.
What is it?
Target can only make basic attacks or use at-will powers. Wow. You can't even move.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Until the end of his...
Until the end of that thing's next turn, yeah.
Jesus.
Is Q dazed, or what?
Not it's just a straight-up effect.
Q's going to use Frostwind Blade.
It's very strange.
Okay.
Q's going to use Frostwind Blade.
Okay. I'm going
to
go.
Good. He's going to hit for... He's going to do 37 versus his AC.
That's going to hit.
Okay. He's going to do...
Is he hitting number 7 or number 8?
Number 7. He can't hit number 8. Good. He's going to hit for... Wait. 19 damage from the attack, plus the 5 for vulnerability. So that is 24 damage total. And then this guy's going to take 5 pull damage.
Okay.
I can't use minors?
No.
Okay.
You okay? Dizzy?
Huh?
Just rolling in?
Yeah.
Dizzy. I thought you were dizzy or something.
No.
This is Crow in a beast costume.
Wow.
Can't see the music.
I couldn't even use leather armor of Age expansion.
Hmm.
That would have reduced everyone's attack damage.
Is that Q's turn?
Yes.
So it's Goro's turn, right?
It is Goro's turn.
Alright,
Goro.
Goro takes a staff of ruin. Goes into a disco stance.
Yeah.
Goes disco. And calls down a rain of bread on
Wait
himself. Rain of bread. Okay. Bread rains down from the sky, pelting your enemy. Area burst 1 originating with Kuro. Each enemy in burst, starting with white 5.
Okay. And they're going this way.
Only 20 versus fortitude.
20 versus fortitude.
White 5.
Misses.
Number 2.
Blue 2. 36 versus fortitude.
Hits. Yes.
Common advantage number 1, so.
That's 34 versus 42.
Hits.
On blue 1. And that's area burst 1? Okay. So. Eleven plus one, 12.
It's Reign of Bread, right?
Reign of Bread.
Don't forget Covenant of Wrath.
I know.
Okay.
So, first...
It's anyone you attack, not just any that
each,
you hit.
Each target that was hit gains Vulnerable 5 to all damage until end of Kuro's next turn.
Okay.
Vulnerable 5.
So that stack?
Yep.
Vulnerable
stack.
Yeah.
General.
And then, until the end of Kuro's next turn, each ally in the burst, which is just Kuro, gains a power bonus to attack rolls.
Technically, Kuro isn't his own ally, so
no?
It doesn't affect him.
What about the
spirit? Yes, any attacks coming
the spirit,
from the spirit
would The spirit attack. Will gain a plus 4. Okay.
Cool.
So 2 and 1 got hit.
2 and 1 got hit? Okay, what?
12
what,
damage.
12 damage? What kind of damage?
Red.
Red damage.
Just regular damage.
Okay.
I'm actually really close.
2-1.
Okay.
Okay, Kuro is trying to see...
Yeah.
Trying to examine any of the enemies undead.
Yes.
The ones right here that he just destroyed, these two are undead.
Wow. Those two.
Let's switch. Or just come next to me. Well, you couldn't. You could, but you can stand behind me.
Okay, is that Crow's turn?
I guess that was Crow's minor action. Kuro will shift one here.
Alright.
Oh, wait, no. He doesn't want to move away from the spirit.
Where are you going to shift?
It's going to shift here, but it would move away from the spirit.
Okay. This is what happens next. The band is playing louder and well, okay.
What?
The band is playing louder and louder. And they're getting really into playing. The field moves again. The ones that Kuro's just destroyed pop up. One is directly underneath Kuro and tries to knock him over. Tries to knock him prone this direction. Shoves him.
Push?
Yeah.
Does he? No. It's not gonna happen. He's just sitting up.
So it pops up underneath Kuro and tries to like it basically is underneath him and tries to knock him over. Push and prone.
I mean, it's even worse now because.
Is he like a movable earth?
I didn't even. Is that a power? Is it in the power card?
Is it like McCormick? Does that make him angry?
What is.
Let me open it up.
What is strong footing?
Oh, what a strong
it's
footing.
It's even crazier.
Kuro wears one iron boot.
Solid footing?
Strong footing.
Strong footing is probably part of his power in half. Strong footing, when any attack would knock you prone, you make a saving throw. If you save, you don't fall prone. In addition, you ignore difficult terrain if the result is rubble, uneven stone, or earthy construction.
But he also has the Moradin's Blessing of Iron.
That's what I was thinking, too.
He reduces the distance by 2. Always.
So he's on top of this guy, and this guy is prone still, but he's awake.
Okay.
That was his attack on him. This one tries to attack Kuro. Has Kuro been taking 3 ongoing cold and necrotic damage?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to save against him, but I have been taking it.
So, yeah.
Make sure. I was taking 6, but the guy died.
It was 2 of them. It's 2 of them.
There are 2 of them, so that's
yeah,
6.
Yeah, well, it's still, yeah.
Yeah, so.
You only got hit by those. All right, so number 2 attacks Kuro.
Can Kuro save versus the cold and necrotic?
He
makes 2 saving throws.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Okay. So
it's only
just 3.
It's down to 3.
Okay. So that was 1's attack. 2 is going to attack. What's Kuro's AC currently?
24.
24 plus a 5?
Oh, 29 now.
Is that still active?
What?
The Spirit's Blessing?
No, oh, it's not?
Just 24.
Yeah.
Just 24? Okay. Then another 7 cold damage, an ongoing 3 cold necrotic, another set. Okay. This one's going to attack Kuro. No, it's actually going to shift and charge.
Me?
Yep. Yeah.
Crap.
You may have walked out. What's your AC?
25.
It hits. Jessica.
How much?
14 damage.
Okay.
number 5 here. It's pinned down.
Okay.
But tries to shift. Oh, it can't shift.
Can't shift.
It's large. And then it just tries to attack. Just tries to attack you again.
Is there a reason none of them have attacked my spirits? At all?
Yeah.
The stranger will also get an opportunity to attack.
I want an opportunity to attack.
You do got an opportunity attack on this one? From this one? This is a ranged attack, so opportunity attack from here. No, this one. Opportunity
attack from that one and the stranger.
And the stranger, yeah. So you would get an opportunity attack from both of them. Oh,
so right now.
On
this one.
Yeah.
Alright, let me go.
On 5, yeah. I mean, if it's. Yeah, because it's doing a ranged attack.
Plus 17.
20. Oh, wait, this isn't the trigger, it's actually different, sorry.
What?
Yeah, nat.
Woo! An enemy. No, let's leave it. It's fine. Great. Because it's doing a range attack. It's not opportunity attack. That's fine.
What do you mean it's doing a range attack? I don't understand.
Oh, so, okay. number five is making an attack on the cube.
Yeah.
To do that, it has to be used a range attack.
Oh, I see.
Because he's
doing
a range attack.
It's not technically
the
trigger, but I'll allow it.
No, it's fine. If it's not, then it's not.
What's the trigger?
The trigger is... The trigger is moving without shifting, so it hasn't done
so that. It's only moving.
Yeah.
Normally do you get an opportunity attack if...
I thought you have another one. No, I guess not.
No. I mean, I think it's supposed to be his opportunity attack, but it doesn't matter because it's only focusing on...
We're moving.
Movement.
Yeah.
So if he's not moving...
They can't just get
otherwise
opportunity attacks?
No.
Right. If
otherwise
he's not moving, it doesn't matter anyway.
Okay, so it's
because
only...
all it does is stop the movement.
Only the stranger. And what's your will?
My will?
Yeah.
23.
It's going to hit. Yeah, it's going to hit. It hits you again. Same thing. 2d4... 3... plus 6... That's 12 psychic damage. You're again only able to make basic attacks.
Close burst is
the
like
whole,
a...
That effect happens again.
Okay.
Like a,
from radiating from...
Yeah, that's a burst.
Gotcha, I see.
An odd thing happens as the stranger does his opportunity attack.
The number of the burst is radius.
Stranger's opportunity attack. See how crazy this is. Oh, the stranger hits. Very nice.
Nice.
Ooh. Stranger's hitting for the first damn time on a melee attack.
Nice.
He does an enormous amount of damage. Just kidding, he doesn't. He does 1d4 plus 8. Wow. Plus 8. No, he doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't. He does 1d4 plus 4. So it's 5 damage, but then his, all his shit just happens. He just, centered flurry of blows and hits both these guys.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Extra damage?
With...
Yep.
Sorry. I need to figure out... What that bonus
very good
was.
I feel a lot better.
8 damage. 8 damage on both these guys. And he throws a dagger in this direction. It hooks around and hits this guy.
What? He can do that?
And hits him for another 8 damage. He's all 3 targets have been hit by centered flurry of blows. The dagger returns to the stranger.
Nice. Jeez.
And the stranger is able to pull them all 2 squares. He pulls this one, like,
where?
Not pulling them anywhere.
He can't pull them.
Pulls this guy 2 squares.
Okay. But now he's being flanked.
Yes. The stranger doesn't care.
Alright.
Actually, no, the stranger does pull this one.
Yeah.
And he pulls this one as well.
Nice.
He's still being funny. The stranger doesn't care. He pulls this guy with the dagger that he threw.
That's awesome.
That's only opportunity.
That was only opportunity. This is still round three.
Battles do get a little bit longer, Paragon. We're still not used to our characters. Alright, that's, these two both try to hit the stranger then. Immediately after this.
They're both big guys?
Yep.
Both big guys? Okay.
Number 8 tries to hit the stranger. That's a 39 versus AC.
What
the?
Minus 2. Huh?
Minus 2. The stranger's not getting any bonuses.
Okay.
It's 39 versus AC. So that's gonna hit. It only causes 9 damage.
Okay.
Stranger uses the water, gives way, and hits the guy back. Or he doesn't. 23 versus fortitude. No bonuses. That's fine. He doesn't expend the power. Alright. The other guy tries to hit the stranger from there.
Minus 2.
It's a melee attack. It's got reach. That's a 38 versus AC.
36 versus AC.
Yeah. That's 14 damage.
That guy's a pain in the ass.
I'm just going to focus down 7.
The stranger uses Iron Dragon defense and reduces the damage to 1.
Nice.
Wow. Nice. I need to take out number 5.
How are these guys doing in general? How do they look?
This one looks bloodied. This one's almost dead, and the stranger has cornered him. He's pushing him against the crowd.
He's the worst of our troubles because I can't nullify any of the damage.
Which one?
By done.
5?
Number 5. He's the one causing the hex on me.
Uh-huh.
So.
Uh-huh.
But this one's granting common advantage to not only to everyone, including an Eros. Even if it moves away.
Supreme.
Yeah. It's also got Cone of Vulnerability, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. That's those enemies' turns.
They hit hard, though.
Yeah. But they look like they're being bolstered. Even harder. With the band playing louder and louder. You hear someone shout over the railing. It's not. That's, you guys, take it easy. Someone in a blue cloak jumps down and runs over.
On the windowsill.
What?
Is that?
Yeah.
This one.
Yeah. So someone in the blue cloak jumps down and runs over. He pulls out a small loot. Look, that's you guys being too harsh on them. I guess you could say we should rock out. Starts trying to play. But he realizes his instrument is out of tune, and he's trying to adjust it. Sorry!
Oh no.
But he's playing louder than everyone else.
Can I see this guy's face?
Yes.
What does he look like?
He looks panicked because he's trying to tune his instrument.
Okay,
what does the
fine.
Scouter say?
What does the Scouter say about his power level?
The Scouter is reading something. It throws sparks.
Again, why does it always break? Nothing works in this place. Never.
It's flashing.
Oh my god.
Musical drain.
Musical drain?
And another thing comes up. You've never seen, like, it says musical drain. You haven't seen words, like, the text is weird. It says musical drain, and the bottom says do not trust. Flashing in bright red.
Oh my god. Guys, got some bad news.
He's playing, and his red pants are glowing.
Oh my god!
He's trying to play a tune his instrument simultaneously.
Oh my god, guys, we need to get out of here. Can't trust this guy.
Okay.
Everyone's just pissed that he's gonna die soon, so.
Oh my god.
It's Eros's turn.
Oh no. It is.
Okay. Can I use the Staff of Ruin?
Eros is gonna try
to. Eros feels really fast. Add +4 to your speed.
Holy crap. I was gonna just like circle the map.
Become hidden. Walk 2 spaces and walk 10 more.
The band playing over here is also kind of panicked. Mm. They're like, what? They're playing. You can see that they're playing out of sync, and it's just really like they don't know what's going on.
Okay. Eros is just gonna try to hit this guy again with Sly Flourish.
Go for it.
Okay. He's gonna make an attack. That's gonna be 35, 37 versus AC.
It's a guitar.
It's a small like ukulele. But it's got all these beats are coming out of it too. And he's simultaneously trying to tune it.
37 versus AC.
Hit.
He's gonna roll damage. It's gonna be okay, so it's gonna be 21 damage plus 3 cold plus 5 vulnerability plus his sneak attack damage is gonna be 11. Equals 29, 30, 40 damage.
And number 7?
And 7 is still rattled, vulnerable 5 cold, and still grant a combat advantage
damage. How much damage total?
40.
No longer vulnerable because it explodes.
Take it. There you go. Let's do it. Eros is going to move
anywhere
one,
he wants.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
He's just going like, ah. Hey,
look at me. And that's it for Eros's turn.
Cool.
It is now the stranger's turn.
You got this, stranger.
Stranger is glowing, and there's a beeping noise emanating from the stranger.
This man, oh no, it's EDC. He's going to EDC mode. EDC mode.
The stranger doesn't think it's a very good idea to be near him right now. Do not stand next to me! He shifts here, and tries to do a general 5 storms.
Okay.
Second one's a crit.
Yeah, buddy.
So, this and then crit for that one. Oh, shit. I never remember how much damage comes to me.
You can't do shit! That's okay. No, you can do something. It's gonna be fine.
I'm sure it is.
16. Is the hex still going?
Still going. It was renewed. It was renewed. Don't worry. This is basic, right? Basic attacks?
Basic and at wills.
Okay. That's my weapon isn't broken. That's my crossbow so I wouldn't fall apart.
16. Send a flurry of blows. Pulls him into the corner again. Still flying for some strange reason. But does another 8 damage to this guy, and oh, this guy's down.
Oh, that's it. Effects of the curse.
Since he doesn't have another turn, he wears off immediately.
Nice.
Stranger then pulls this guy. Boom. Boom. You're just like being knocked around.
Oh, it's too far now.
Is it too far?
It's not good. I wouldn't like that, but that's okay.
Alright. We're not gonna meta too hard.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Alright. Whose turn is it now? Is it Ever's turn?
It's my turn.
This is actually no, it's good. It's good.
Oh shit. Hold on. Eros, please roll 1d20 for me.
16.
This thing takes 16 damage as the stranger explodes.
The stranger explodes?
Like there's a weird thing that explodes around the stranger.
Jesus.
Alright, Everest's turn.
Okay.
You took one... You took 16 damage?
Me?
No.
Or the thing?
This thing took 16 damage, but the stranger is unharmed, but it's just sitting there
going... Oh, the beeping noise.
There's a beeping noise around him.
This guy's gonna move over here.
As a strange fellow plays music, Ever receives 10, plus 10 to all defenses.
Oh, what?
Does that change anything?
Well, I'm suddenly less concerned about a few things. That's fine, I'll still do the same thing. Yeah, that's fine. Whatever, I'm just gonna use Hammer of the Grasping Tides. So... Yeah, that's fine, anyway. So it's
crazy.
First two, so it's gonna get all these guys. For 1d8, if it hits.
Mm-hmm.
So, versus reflex.
Come on.
27.
Nice.
Versus reflex.
Yes.
So then it does only 1d8, but plus 5. 7. 12.
Nice.
To each, and they're...
What?
And each ally, so that's you and me, get plus...
Wait, it's emanate from here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You need an attack roll for
each. You have to do an attack roll for each.
Okay.
So that was the
that
first
one,
and then roll for that one. Wait, no, not in a separate damage roll. Just as
no,
a separate
damage
roll.
Just, oh, okay,
yeah.
Damage is the same?
Yeah.
Damage will be the same.
So then that's 24.
Versus
reflex.
Don't you have combat advantage against them?
Yeah.
26 versus reflex?
Yeah.
Yes. And 16 plus
17. Yes.
That's
okay. All three of
them. All three.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
How much damage?
So then,
12 damage.
12 damage. And we have plus 3 speed.
These two fall apart again.
And we have an extra plus 5 versus opportunity attacks only.
Plus 5?
Anyone adjacent. So, like, it doesn't matter too much. It's not a ton. But Ever's going to move. Actually, Ever's pretty okay there. Ever's not going to move. There we go. Done. Clear out that corner.
Okay.
And you have plus 3 speed.
Oh, plus 3 speed?
Yes. Okay.
Is that on top of the... Oh, it was just me that got this.
Yeah,
got plus
4
speed.
I was going to say that. Jesus.
So it's Kuro's turn, right?
Oh, no. Wait, is it Kuro's turn? Or Q?
Q's
turn.
Q's turn. Okay.
Q.
Want to roll this die for me?
This one?
Yep.
Oh, no. 3. Lava recharges.
Okay.
She's looking around. She's going to use... You still have your effects going on, right? You still have to save.
Yeah.
Okay. He will use a melee basic on right there, using the far sliding weapon.
Okay.
Ooh. It's only going to be 21 versus AC.
It's
going
to miss.
Okay. Q's going to spend an action point.
Sure.
Okay. As Q's is spending an action point, Kuro gets plus 5 to saving throws against all effects. Now Q's going to move, and he's going to move right here.
He actually slides here.
So
he tries to take a step forward.
Valkyrie profile, sir.
Yeah, okay, great. Perfect, then he's going to use... Q will use the...
His bar just turned upside down, just trying to tune his instrument.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what...
Anybody who's actually listening to his music, please roll inside.
I can't be doing that right now. Critical. Is basic an at will?
Yeah.
Basic is an at will.
Mana basic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hugh automatically uses Echoes of Sword Magic.
Wait, what does it say? It's a basic attack?
Is it an at-will attack?
A basic attack isn't necessarily an at-will attack.
Okay, so I won't use
it. It can be used as a basic attack. That means that you can use it on a charge.
Right. Okay, no, okay. Then that doesn't...
Or if she grants you a basic attack, you can use it.
You can use it... Oh, only for that, though. Or for anything.
On a charge, you can get a basic attack. If you grant basic attack with Spirit Infusion, he can use it.
Okay.
It happens to be considered a basic attack.
Gotcha.
He's gonna use Aegis Sigil.
Really hurt.
Nice.
He's gonna start drawing runes in the air with his Kopesh. No problem. And he's gonna fling his he's gonna swipe his Kopesh, and all the sigil's gonna go attack the creature.
How hard does he swipe it?
He just goes like that. He just needs to move it.
Like a flick?
Yeah. That's it.
Okay.
And 27 versus AC.
On which one?
You have combat advantage.
Isn't there only one?
Do I have combat advantage?
Yeah. Match of the thing.
Okay.
27 versus AC, yeah.
So,
really? Is good for it,
that's
so
going to hit.
So we have, okay, cool. So then he will deal...
Yes, that's what I want to do.
18 damage. And he's already marked, though. That's fine.
Okay. Is that what happens?
That's what happens.
He slides back 3 squares.
Ooh, what the hell is going on? This is slide surfing in and out. He goes like, huh? Pump, pump. And goes, huh?
That's like,
it's corrosive, right?
The bar looks over, and not just you.
Depends.
Just the slide knives like this. It's like,
that's
Q's turn. That.
Corrosive.
Alright, Coral needs to get out of here.
Kuro leaves the battlefield.
Is that guy bloodied yet?
Who wants to roll for Kuro?
Come on, the number that
one.
Was good.
Three.
Three is good. It's bad.
three is what Q has.
Is that affecting everyone?
We don't know.
What the fuck?
It's just
isn't there only one guy left?
It's fine. Yeah. Eros only uses at-wills. His at-wills are more powerful than his Thales most of the time.
Kuro is very excited.
Kuro finds that he's sliding around a little bit.
Kuro slides and then leaps into the air and shantays like this.
Oh my god.
And attempts to spin around in order to do like a magical girl transformation.
Where does he try to do it?
He's going towards the target. Okay. And he's spinning and he's attempting to do his transformation.
Okay.
Alright. So he transforms into...
Oh my god.
B. Luchador.
Oh my god.
Kuro.
No, why?
Perfect.
Why?
That seems like a Kuro thing.
Hold on, guys.
I forgot your hat.
That's
amazing. That's so good.
He's now B. Luchador Kuro.
No.
And the tenor are falling off.
Oh my god.
Okay.
This
transformation only lasts for a short time, so he needs to make the most of it. Kuro will rebake the undead.
What?
He summons a luminous oven and attempts to lower it onto the enemy.
Open now, they're just slam on top of it.
Yeah, the luminous oven opens like this. Attempts to scoop up the enemy.
Epic tier stuff, you know.
Okay.
Luminous ovens.
Oh. Wait, no, that's not it. 24 versus will.
Any combat advantage?
It hits with combat advantage.
Okay, 28 versus will. Alright, the oven captures the... Yeah. The oven captures the enemy. Is this on? Is that a battery?
I guess so. Mm. Is it AAA or AA?
It's AAA.
Bryce, right behind you is AAA?
This is very important.
Is that AAA?
Yeah.
I'm so glad my ADD knows where everything is. I mean, if anybody listens to the session, it's the most ridiculous thing.
This is the most important part. So, oops,
oh, no.
The way around.
There you go. Is this not working? Is this super
broken?
It's
not
broken.
It's
broken. Oh, wait. Is my workout backpack over there?
I don't see a backpack.
This is so important.
Ooh, sorry.
No worries. Of course, this is super fast because
Alright,
so it's baking.
Is this an actual power?
Okay, baking's done. The oven opens, and the enemy slide tumbles onto the ground. Okay.
It's super done.
Let's roll.
You didn't have to roll for that?
Plus 7, 26 plus 7, 34 radiant damage. Pushes the target 2 squares. Well, can't.
Into the wall.
Kind of bumps against
into
the crowd.
Into the crowd.
And it's dazed until the end of Kuro's next turn.
Yes.
Dazed?
Yeah.
Dazed.
Can't do anything except for
combat advantage!
You can take one action.
Someone
said, is that Kuro's turn? Because Kuro should save.
Hmm? Yeah, Kuro will save. The dazed. It's purple because Kuro.
Save.
Oh. Alright, so Kuro will save against the first type of necrotic cold damage.
Plus 5 against all saving.
All 5? Oh. Yeah, saves.
Why does that feel so good?
Because it's someone else's.
So Kuro is taking no more damage.
Okay. You took damage your turn, right?
Took 6 damage.
Okay. Okay. So it's dazed? That means, does it have only one action, or is that...
That means it has one action. It can only take one action. And it's granting combat advantage.
So, what was the result of the insight rolls? You got a crit?
Yep.
You weren't paying attention?
Nope.
Because you're focusing on actually attacking.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The insight rolls.
Kuro got a 34 or something.
He wasn't that wise to be able to.
I got a 27.
26. And the stranger got... Since you got like 28. Actually, it might be 30.
So what happens is actually 28.
The four, pretty much the entire party except Q, who was focusing on the endless attack, realizes that the bard is not actually tuning his instrument. This is all intentional.
Hmm.
But these two rise again.
What the hell? Oh, I'm so pissed. I'm so pissed.
Kill him dead.
I got this, guys. Unless they...
Andrew's here, right?
Yeah.
Do it. Alright, ghost. Do it. It's charging. So it moves here. Is that, that's an opportunity attack.
Uh-huh.
So that can... You can
that would be back here.
Moving.
Oopsies, that's not what I want. Okay. 17.
Nice.
Plus
17.
Versus
24. Well. That hits.
So
oh
he
my
is
God.
Stopped. Wherever he initially moved.
To right here.
And?
Hmm?
Lord and Deathland.
Yes. Yeah.
Slowed and deafened though, right? This one dissipates.
Wow, already? Let me add them to my list.
Moves.
Poop.
You can't do an opportunity attack because there's only one opportunity attack per. But, oh no, it's a separate turn actually.
Separate turn.
Oh so it gets you get an opportunity attack.
19.
And
it's also hits. It's also slow and deafened. So that's it.
Huh?
It's the most sensitive part of my body besides, you know.
This one tries to attack the stranger.
Yeah.
Of course.
Because the stranger's been attacking
it. Oh my god.
This thing?
Oh my god. Okay,
guys,
I can't.
Guys,
yeah.
Please. It's going in the recording.
Alright.
Especially. Okay, so this guy's trying to attack the stranger. That's 31 versus AC. Is it still marked?
Yep.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay, then it misses.
Same creature.
Get wrecked. That thing is so done. It's not gonna last.
Okay. That's all it can do. The man is trying to play harder and harder. The bard saunters over here. He continues playing his ukulele. But he's switched hands already. He's playing with different manner.
Nice.
Alright.
So it's Eros' turn.
Nope.
He's gonna attack him with Sly Flourish.
Alright.
The bard.
It's going to be 27 versus AC.
That's going to miss.
Oh my god.
Even with combat advantage?
Yeah.
Wow.
Might as well. It's just an action point, I guess.
Okay.
Well, we have two action points now.
Oh, wait.
No,
when?
You're not Paragon? Just
Paragon.
You sure?
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Cool, so I'm going to...
Pretty sure I'm pretty sure it doesn't affect it. I thought it was only milestones, but... But you might be right.
Milestones will recharge.
What are milestones?
Right.
Yeah.
When the characters walk 1 mile.
Milestones are two encounters.
And inside there's an action point.
Without an extended
there's an action point.
Huh.
And no, you don't need your action point. What are you going to do? You just waste
I've already used it. Used all my action points again.
I think it's something like 8 encounters.
Two
encounters.
In a row. Eight encounters in a row.
It would take us, 3 years to get to a milestone.
Yeah.
No, you only have one action point still.
Still?
Yeah.
Whatever. He uses his action point. He's going to Sly Flourish. It's 34 versus AC.
Hits.
Okay. He's going to roll the damage. The damage is going to be 27... 40 damage. Target is rattled, vulnerable to cold, and granting combat advantage to everyone.
Target is bloody. Target heals 10, and everyone on the field takes 10 necrotic damage, including the bard.
Wait, I can interrupt now.
Yep.
Hold on, I'm trying to figure this out. Okay.
Mark?
target. If the mark target makes an attack, it doesn't include me as a target. Okay. If that attack hits...
Okay, Kuro was bloodied by that attack.
Right.
So, he will use Rooted to the Earth.
And die. Same.
How are you guys doing?
26. He, 26.
That causes him to use a second wind as an immediate interrupt.
And die.
Okay. Kuro uses a second wind. Alright, that was Eros's turn.
Eros is all done.
The stranger's turn?
Stranger's up.
The stranger uses Dance of the Stinging Hornet. He jumps on the creature. So it is all these debuffs and the stranger. Yeah. Slides onto the creature.
It's like butter. That's gross.
And it's like this. 2d10 dexterity modifier damage. I'm kind of hoping this doesn't kill it because it's funny. It's a 2, it's a 6. 8 plus. It's 20 damage total. Start. 20 damage total to start. The stranger has grabbed the target. The target grants cover to you, to the stranger, and you can end a move action in its space. Target isn't immobilized with the grab, and the stranger is just right on top of it.
So basically, what the stranger has done is that he's taken the hands of the creature and put it over its own eyes.
Not quite. Like, it's just grabbed, and the stranger is using him as cover. But there's
right.
Nothing else to...
I'll hold it right.
Yeah, he's just got the hostage. Kind of, he can basically ride this creature. However, that was a move action. So the stranger does another attack. Which is... probably going to miss. Nope. Just hits because of combat advantage. Alright.
Nice.
Stranger hits it with a drunken monkey.
Yes.
And it's almost as bad as what what Bryce was saying. Stranger hits it for 19 damage. Sorry, I have to put it there. And the creature makes attack against itself.
What?
It's granted combat advantage.
Well. All sorts of combat advantage.
Does it miss itself?
I rolled a 5. He gets a plus 20 versus AC. It's 25. His combat advantage is plus 2. It's 27 versus AC. And plus 4 from Drunken Monkey. 31. It
wow.
Hits.
What?
That's 16. No, that's 20 versus... That's 20 damage total. And it's dead as the stranger does a center to flurry blows. Center flurry blows.
Is it dead?
Does another 8 damage to it. Yeah. It dissipates. And the bard is playing.
That's it.
Thank you.
Okay, Kuro's transformation goes away.
He's now normal Sayaka.
Yes.
Yes. Kuro's gone.
No, Kuro's just wearing a...
the wig tilted.
Yeah, wig, Sayaka wig, and the school uniform.
Stranger falls down because this thing dissipated. The elf is like, he's just broken heavy sweat. He's like, wow, that was, you guys are really good. I didn't realize you guys had a bard with you. You know what? You're fine. You guys are cool. You guys, I guess you guys do belong here. So, yeah. Damn it. I lost so much money on that. He turns.
How much were the numbers above our heads?
Like, Eros was, like, at 4,000 at some point, which went down a little bit when he started getting hit really hard.
Yeah.
But it went down to, like, 3,000. Q was just, like, at, like, it went down to 200. And then Q started doing shit again because the hex wore off. 6,000. Then it went back down a little bit because he started sliding around.
It was really goofy.
4,500. Evers consistently stayed at like 300. But then like the spirits had like 10,000 each.
Oh my god.
Because I guess the band or the creatures figured they couldn't kill them.
Yeah.
Kuro's hit 10,000 when he was the luchador. The strangers maybe went up to 7,000 until he jumped on the... He missed it, so it was like negative 50, negative 400, negative 2,000, and then he jumped on the creature and beat the shit out of it with his own hands.
Right.
And that ended up at like 2,000.
Good stuff. We should better ourselves. We make so much money.
Yeah.
Yo, what's your name, Elf?
And Elf walks away.
Yo! I'm cursing the head of an elf. Elvish.
No. The only time you ever saw this elf was like, he said he would bet on you last time. It looks like he bet on you during the maze.
Elf, come back.
No, he's gone. He's pissed off that he lost money on this. He bet on himself.
Oh.
Does anybody know who that guy was?
Participates.
Is the bard still there?
Everyone
yeah.
Rides.
The bard is still playing. He's got his instrument in tune.
Eros points with his crossbow at him and threatens him.
No.
Who are you?
You don't want to attack me.
No.
He's just playing music.
Yeah, he's just playing goofy music.
Ever joins with his
flute. I don't like this.
He's dancing. Okay.
What is Koro's insight?
On this guy?
Yeah. Oops, sorry.
Alright.
Somebody this crazy.
What's Kuro's insight?
Kuro, what'd you roll?
Okay. 25.
This guy wants to hang around you guys. That's pretty much it.
Can I try to figure out if he matches any description of any person I might have, not met, but have heard about?
Yeah.
Hello, friend. I see you are an artist.
Yeah.
Any.
That is excellent.
Roll a history. No real perception.
So that was... History was 17. Perception is 13.
He's wearing a blue cloak and red pants.
Okay. I don't think I could...
Like, based off of the script... You don't think you've heard a specific description of this guy before. But the scouter keeps flashing. The thing has gone away, like, do not trust. It's gone away. Musical drain has gone away.
Hmm.
These the words now just say happy times.
Happy times. Can I take like a minute to get some water?
Yeah.
Real quick.
Take a break, guys.
Okay.
I'm gonna get break. Happy I'm gonna times. Get food. I'm hungry.
Me too.
And water.
Happy times.
I need a lot of water.
Yeah. I need